Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. I'm Michael Finney. Thank you for downloading this week's Consumer Podcast. Let me tell you, if you're a consumer reporter, it is a gold mine out there. There is so much to talk about. However, most of the news is not good for consumers. Let's start with a huge Wall Street scandal. Wow, Wall Street scandal. Let's see, do we hear those in the same sentence much? Yeah, like all the time. This latest one is a huge Ponzi scheme. Investors have been taken for at least $17 billion. That comes from the federal regulators who have busted up this thing. The guy who actually perpetrated this, his name is Bernie Madoff, says it's more like $50 billion. So I guess we'll find out what's going on. A Ponzi scheme is simply an investment scheme where everyone puts in money and they think there's money there because when they take money out, they get a ton back. But what's really happening is that new investors are paying off old investors and there's really no money there. This scheme went bust this week. Are you ready for this? A lot of the investors in this fund have said the reason they were in the fund is they thought Madoff, the guy running the thing, was a cheat. They knew he was cheating, that his returns were way too good to be true, but they thought he was involved in insider trading, i.e. finding out which companies were going to have good news or bad news before the rest of us, and then investing in those companies, and that's called cheating. That is illegal. And they thought they were in on this fabulous cheating scam. And instead, they've just been ripped off. And for those investors who actually knew what was going on or thought they knew, I'm glad they lost their money. You should not be investing money with cheats. Now, if you didn't know it and you lost money, wow, I feel sorry for you. And the lesson here is, if investments are too good to be true, they are. Look, we say that over and over again. I get tired of saying that. But look, if the rest of the market is getting 8%, or right now, losing 10, 20, 30%, and someone's delivering up 12%, something isn't right. And you need to keep that in mind. Talk about keeping things in mind. Lead in toys. Are we tired of hearing about this? And it does not end. And the problem is actually worse than you think. And the good news is the Center for Environmental Health has launched a Safe Santa toy clinic to help parents check their toys to see if they have lead in them. Go to our website at abc7news.com. There's a bunch of these clinics. And if you have toys you're concerned about, i.e. you have little kids who put these toys in their mouth, you ought to drop by and see if they're safe. For the first time since April, demand for gasoline has actually gone down, and that's because prices are at their lowest levels in 5 years. The national average is down to $1.68 in California. It's $1.79, $1.90 in San Francisco. But I've got to tell you, in San Francisco, I've seen it for less than $1.80 a gallon. Okay, what's the downside to this? Oil prices are going back up. So look. If you're thinking about buying a new vehicle, or a used vehicle for that matter, think in terms of $4 gasoline. You can enjoy the savings we get today, but you need to plan for the worst later. If you're flying instead of driving, faircompare.com says you will be paying less for comfort. Businesses are cutting back on air travel, and that means seats are opening up in the business and first class cabins. And that's causing discounting. If you're flying coach, there are real deals as well. Here's the secret to cashing in. Buy tickets online between Monday and Thursday. Sales usually expire before Fridays. The cheapest days to travel are always Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Connecting flights are usually cheaper than non-stops. Keep all of that in mind. Although in this market, waiting to the last minute can pay. When you're buying tickets, we usually say, buy your tickets 4 months out. That isn't true in this market. Often waiting to the last minute, you have a plane half full and they'll really deeply discount. So when you see a price that you think is good, go ahead and jump on it if it's 4 months out. But if you don't see a flight price that's worth it to you, wait, and you may score a really good deal. And that brings us to our beloved airline fees. Most airlines are keeping them in effect, even the fuel surcharges. the fuel surcharges. The price of fuel is way down and they're still adding a surcharge. Well, not only that, but new ones are popping up all the time. United Airlines has just introduced a new fee to get through security lines quickly. These quick lines, were set up for elite travelers. But now that there's fewer elite travelers, United will let cheap-seaters like you and me tag along if we shell out $25. My advice, get to the airport a half an hour early and keep the $25 in your pocket. Everyone is looking to save money this holiday season, and coupons are making a huge comeback. So the bad guys are turning a fix. They often start out being sold online, but then unsuspecting consumers copy them and send them to friends. And pretty soon, stores are overwhelmed with all these fakes. Now, some of the coupons are rejected, embarrassing the consumers, but others are accepted, and that rips off retailers, and eventually we all pay. Bud Miller keeps track of fakes for the industry, and he put it succinctly. He said there is no reason for consumers to buy coupons, which the manufacturers are giving away for free. And that's because these fakes are normally sold online, like a whole bunch of great coupons, $50 worth, and we'll sell them to you for $20 or $10 or $5. Don't do it. If you want a coupon, go find it yourself in the newspaper or through the mail. There are now only a handful of shopping days left for Christmas, but how many shipping days are there? That's a real question for those who are shopping online. And the answer for standard shipping is probably about 5 days. And that's if you're lucky. A big price comparison shopping site called Shopzilla has just conducted a survey that shows consumers better get going if they want standard, which is often free shipping these days. 33% of merchants are giving away shipping between the 15th and 17th. 47% are offering free shipping between 18th and the 24th. That's kind of interesting. The deal is get going, because you're not going to be able to get free shipping if you wait too long. For instance, express 2-day shipping, most websites still offer on the 21st, but you're going to end up paying $20 or something for it. So shop today or tomorrow, and you're going to be in much better shape. Now, we have a link on our website which lays out all the online shipping offers. This should save you a ton of money, so go to abc7news.com. And if you would like to see my reports on television, you can see them Monday through Friday on the 5 and 6 o'clock news on ABC7. You can also check me out on View from the Bay. That's our program that runs between 3 and 4 o'clock every day, and I'm usually on every Monday and Friday. That's it for this week's podcast. Thanks a lot for downloading.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.